RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres back at work here at KeyBank Center, trying to run the win streak to 4 tomorrow night against a Philadelphia team that continues to roll. They have points in 5 straight to the Flyers and are 8-3-3 in their last 14. Welcome in with Marty and Brian. It is a little gray right now, but always reason for optimism around the corner, especially when you're streaking in the right direction.
There's an easy thing for me to say here. It started, I'm sure the day started really nicely, but the Flyers got in town early and they brought the gray with them because that, with the, like I played for the Flyers for 2 years and I still have that feeling that, okay, although they're my former team and, you know, I got to be in the playoffs, I still hate the Flyers a little bit because
I wish you would hate the Rangers the same way. Let's be real.
There's no reason to be emotionally invested in the Rangers, especially when they play at MSG these days. So I'm like, whatever.
I should have started the show by cartwheeling.
Because they lost last night.
Because the Rangers got shut out again at home, and Pittsburgh just went through a 5-game or more homestand for the first time without ever winning a game.
Yes.
Like, these are things to celebrate in my world. So,
yes, I totally agree with that. And look, you talk about a weird situation. I know the Sabres are playing the Flyers tomorrow, and I'm saying, yes, the Flyers are in town. I got to see some of the people and staff that were there when I was there, and they're still around, and maybe in different roles, but it's nice to see them. And I love my time in Philadelphia. But as a Sabre, and even as a Ranger and an Islanders, you hated the Flyers. Mm. Their fan base hated the Flyers for different reasons. But so my 2 years in Philadelphia, it was great to be that villain and feeling like everywhere you went, you brought in the dark clouds with you and everybody was angry at you. And I feel maybe that's the same case here. But
practice is underway. Kesselring is back and no Krebs today with Alex Lyon taking the starter's net in practice.
So that's very interesting with Michael Kesselring because he was kind of in the top 6 when you look at the pairs today. We'll have to wait and see if, you know, when we get word of what's his availability and are we thinking tomorrow? Are we thinking the weekend? Like, what are we looking at with Michael Kesselring? When I was, you know, when we did the show yesterday and I was walking around and he was actually finishing his session on the ice. Only a few guys skated yesterday, mostly the extras and the guys that are doing rehab. And he looked good. He looked like he was just flowing and doing a lot of quick feet and edge work, and so it was great to see. For the longest time, Michael Kesselring was in the shooting cage just shooting pucks because he couldn't get on the ice from the lower body injury, and so it was good to see. And I think he's probably ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing here is the Sabres got back to 500 on the road trip by winning the last three. They're playing 500 hockey. They're within reach of a playoff spot, even though, you know, you're still towards the bottom of the Eastern Conference, but you're right there. Like, you're, you know, a week away from saying, hey, we got a good week. We put another three-game, four-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right there. And Michael Kesselring, which was a big part, probably the main part of the trade of J.J. Peterka, hasn't played, or when he played, he wasn't healthy. Like, he wasn't 100%. So now that he's had this time to get healthy, and with the lower body injury, but other little things that he was dealing with, I cannot wait to see what impact he can bring, and hopefully keep pushing this team to climb in the Eastern Conference.
Well, the Kesselring factor was easier to figure out because it's a group of six on the blue line as opposed to a group of 13 or 14 up front.
Yes.
And there was no understanding about where, you know, Josh Doan was going to fit among mm-hmm. that group. I think now, moving forward, you're probably never going to say that Kesselring was the biggest part of it, because it would be hard to imagine that Kesselring offsets the value that don't. Like, to me, it's a package. It's a deal that should net Buffalo good returns at both positions, you know.
100%.
And I just can't imagine a drop-off from Doan or, like, you know, yeah, I expect Kesselring to contribute more, obviously, but I think it's two key components that you brought in for one going the other way. Now,
and Doan, you can compare Doan straight up to Peterka.
Well,
right,
that's what
now.
I'm saying.
Like,
that's
why
I'm saying,
yeah,
I can't call it the Kesselring trade anymore.
You can't.
Because Doan has that much importance to this group. And
when they acquired Doan, it was almost like, well, does he fit? Where does he fit? Is he a bottom six forward?
Mm-hmm.
Is he even a Buffalo guy, right? Because he had been up and down, the last couple of years, mainly up the last year in Utah, but when he was in Arizona, up and down a little bit. So it was the big question mark. And now you look back at it, you say, well, that was a trade that just the Doan impact has been significant enough to say that was a good trade, and Kesselring will come in and put some cherry on top.
So when you look at the forwards, again, no Krebs today as of right now, so we'll get an update on that mm-hmm. situation. But, you know, Dunn slides in, but you wouldn't expect any other changes based on winning three in a row, and especially the way the Lions contributed in the win over Seattle, who, by the way, have one win in 10 games now,
yeah,
after last night. But the new trio was Norris with Östlund and Tuck, and they delivered on Sunday.
Yep.
Will they deliver again tomorrow? What is the outlook for Alex contractually and moving forward? Our hockey insider, Darren Dreger from TSN, won't be joining us this week, but did offer up this on Overdrive.
I mean, Buffalo media was all over it. Now, I do think that, you know, there was some timing issue. I think Yarmo was in Finland for personal reasons, so that may have slowed the process a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think everybody knew it was coming. And now you start to wonder, okay, well, you know, to your point, Brian, you know, general managers don't get fired in season very often. And it's difficult when you come in season to manage any sort of significant change, right? You can look at the Alex Tuck negotiation. All right, well, that's pretty obvious. You know, he's got his own view, I'm sure, Yarmo, on the value of Alex Tuck. I mean, the former general manager shared that Tuck was looking for money that was just beyond Alex Kempe, or Adrian Kempe. Mm. So Kempe is, what, 10.6 on his extension, yeah, in L.A.? So is that enough to make Alex Tuck a legitimate trade bait target between now and March 6th? Maybe. So stuff like that is, I think, where he starts to sink his teeth into.
So that being said, Alex Tuck remains a significant talking point here.
Again, it goes back to what we talked about yesterday. I love Alex Tuck. I think he's a big part of this core group. And even though he's going to be 30 years old in the new year, you're looking at, okay, well, I mean, he can still be a force between 30 and 35, and then maybe there's just a couple of years where things start to decline. But here's Adrian Kempe signed a long-term deal at $10.6 million AAV. So how much of the liking of Alex Tuck do you feel at close to $11 million a year, $10 million a year, or $9 million a year, and where do you like that? So, I mean, there's 14 players in the NHL right now, Duffer, that have a cap hit above $10.5 million. Now, it's going to change next year because, obviously, there's going to be contracts that are going to be signed, UFAs in the summer, RFAs that are going to hit big deals. There's going to be more than 14, and the cap's going up. But there's 14 right now, 10-5 and over. Do you feel like Alex Tuch is part of those 14 and maybe going to be 20 next year? That's a big, like, you know, a big jump to go from where he is now to close to, maybe close to, you know, $11 million. Now, again, so it comes down to, well, the Sabres are in the position they are in right now. Alex Tuch is a guy that has shown a commitment to the organization, to the community, has performed really well. So do you have to maybe overpay at this moment to keep a guy like Alex Tuch? Maybe that's what you got to do to continue building forward. Because if you were to say, you know what, not going to happen, and I'm trading Alex Tuch, is that better for the club? Is that better for the team? The question is still up in the air right now. I don't know what the return would net, but and we're in December. The role or the goal of the team right now is to say, let's win tomorrow night. Let's win over the weekend. Let's go. And Alex Tuch will be a big part of that, trying to win there. So, but that is going to be something that Yarmo is definitely going to have to study and study hard to see where they feel comfortable with it.
Well, that's a question on Twitter from Sabres Live today, at Sabres Live. What should Yarmo Kekalainen's first order of business be? And that would be address the goaltending situation, address the Tuch contract, make an imprint on the coaching staff or other. So we would encourage you to get involved in that. Marty, the early returns are...
I tried to pull it up and I couldn't do it.
Well, you can read the fine print.
Oh, I can read the fine print. Okay, it's 35% the goalie situation and 34%
It's
the
pretty darn
staff.
Close
it's
between really the close. First three options. I think that's the value in asking the question because I think no matter where you turn in this city, people are going to have an opinion on each of the options we have presented here at Sabres Live because they are, in the eyes of many, critically important as the next big thing for this team.
That's interesting that it is very, very tight. 35, 25, 34, right? And a 1% other. And I'm going to go through the comments later.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Kind of see what people are saying about other. I think that the more pressing situation is potentially having to deal with the three goalies because it doesn't really work, and the flow's not there when you have three. So Colton Ellis, we'll see what happens when he's healthy to return and whatnot, and then that's the more pressing issue in the short term. I think the second issue for me is going to be Alex Tuch's contract. The coaching staff, I get what people are saying, because a new GM comes in, obviously, he's evaluating, and Yarmo said that yesterday. I'm evaluating every aspect of the, you know, of the team. Players, coaches, trainers, whatever, scouts, like everything, right? So, but the team just won three in a row. And if they go in and beat Philly tomorrow and beat the Islanders and beat the Devils and are winning six in a row and maybe beat Ottawa seven in a row, maybe the coaching staff, now you put it on the, you know, way back burner because things are going the right direction. And players are healthy. Norris is back and Tuch is back and, you know, Kesselring may be back. The only one that should be missing really is Jason Zucker. But, you know, you're seeing your group come in to a point where you're like, okay,
Zucker,
it's fine.
Kulik, Danforth, one of the goaltenders, you know.
Kulik is long-term. I think we know that that's going to be a longer-term thing. But you're right. There's still a lot of guys missing. But there's guys that are coming back healthy that are helping. So, for me, the coaching staff, it all depends on performance. And coaches are judged on performance. Goalies are judged on performance. Players are judged on performance. It's nothing different. But I think that, for me, coaching staff would be three. It would be settling the three-goalie situation, Alex Tuch contract, and then after that, well, let's see where we are in maybe 3 weeks from now with the win-loss record to see what we're doing.
Well, the win-loss record is 14-14-4 with exactly 50 games remaining. And my projection, not that anybody asked, is that a minimum of 95 points based on the current pace in the Eastern Conference is required to get in. That means the Sabres need 63 more points at minimum out of the 50 games remaining.
You're
which
a big
is
fan of
a six
Roseanne, 30, right? So 63 is fitting perfect for
Well, he's in Rochester, and we're going to talk to Michael Leone later about that. But 630 points percentage is what the Sabres could need to make the playoffs. My basic math says 30 wins, 17 losses, 3 overtime decisions. Higher or lower?
Well, first of all, I think that in the Atlantic Division, 92, 93 may be third in the Atlantic Division. I know that when you look at the whole conference, maybe 95 is the you know, the cutoff line, but I have the tendency to think that it may be lower than that. But I'll say that's hard to say. That's a big jump from what they've been. They're 500 hockey after 32 games. They have to play plus 13 in the next 50. That's a big jump.
I'm going to
be positive, obviously, because I want them to be able to achieve it. I don't want to sit here and say that's not going to happen, because they've shown me that there's been time this year where they can get that done. It's just not been consistent. And maybe it comes down to my point of, well, you know, if you don't have to roll three goalies, maybe you're going to find a groove with two and be able to get that done.
Last night, Montreal fell into the second wild card as they lost again. Boston, of course, was victorious. They've won 5 out of 6 and are 16-7 in their last 23 games. Detroit had another significant win because they were playing an Islanders team that has been very good. Late power play wins it for the Wings. They are 6-1-2 in the last 9, which is what has allowed them to get up to top spot in the division.
Yeah, and obviously that division, the Atlantic, keeps changing every day. It is going like Florida. We talked about it yesterday. It's not in a playoff spot right now, but they are seemingly like a team that's got a lot of momentum and will be getting healthier as the, you know, the month of December and the New Year's comes around, especially when you look at a guy like Matthew Tkachuk. So Florida could be a factor in there. Tampa started really cold, got really hot, have been cooled off again. Victor Hedman injury. There's, you know, Andre Vasilevsky injury. Like, there is some issues. So the Atlantic Division, I have a hard time saying, oh, yay, we're, you know, Detroit's in first, or yay, Montreal is there, or Boston's there, because I think that in a week from now, it could be three different teams in the top three spots of that division.
Yeah, agreed with that. Philadelphia's here tomorrow. They got some more unfortunate news regarding one of their top scorers early in the season. Ty Forster is now out presumably for the rest of the year, five months with his upper body injury, and that is devastating news for the player, who just, I think, has on an annual basis here continued to show really nice improvement to the point of being counted on as a top six player, top six forward within the Flyers ranks. The good news for Philadelphia is they have found other ways. Ristolainen is back. You've got the incredible consistency of Trevor Zegras this year.
He's already surpassed his point total from last year.
Yeah.
And we're not even at Christmas. He had 32 points last year. He's got 33 now.
So we'll look at that matchup. Obviously, it's tomorrow. It's an ESPN game. So we'll have much more on that coming up. Again, Michael Leone at the bottom of the hour to discuss what's new with the Amerks. But one of our early talking points today was Alex Tuch and what's next for him. Tuch spoke today after practice.
I think that's something that we don't take lightly, is that it's on us. It's we're a big reason Quiet Man lost his job, and we weren't getting the results that needed to be happen. We feel terrible about that. We need to be better in this locker room. Kevin was an awesome person. I owe him a lot. He brought me into this organization. I'll always be grateful to him and everything that, and every opportunity that he's given me. And then moving on to Yarmo, from everything that I've talked to him about and heard from him and everything, he's really driving home the idea that that we're character first in this room, and that we're all about competing, and we're all about just the hard work and what it takes to win.
When and how did you find out about Kevin being fired?
We received a message a couple days ago, right before it went out to the media.
Alex, what? A lot of times when these things happen in the offseason, it's a brand new GM coming in. How is it with the fact that this is a guy who's been around, who's been at practice, who's been on road trips, you've seen him? I mean, how does that impact the dynamic of him kind of meshing with this club?
Yeah, I mean, I think he hits the ground running. I think just knowing more the ins and outs, more players on a personal level in the short amount of time that he's been here, and I think it's really good. I think it'll give him a head start. Like I said, hit the ground running, and there won't be any hiccups. I think he'll just, get right to it.
Will this change your situation at all? There'll be a fresh perspective on it. Does it change anything as far as your contract goes?
Just who my agents are talking to, I guess, at the helm there. If I'm not mistaken, I think Yarmo was in somewhat of the negotiations before, so he's familiar with what was going on. I'm just going to let my agent handle it. And that's it. I just stay out of it. I just worry about playing hockey, worry about that game tomorrow.
He certainly said that yesterday to us that he wanted to re-sign you, that he wanted to take over the situation and get re-engaged. Do you expect things to get rekindled again here much more than they have in the last few weeks?
I saw it too. That means a lot coming from him. And but like I said, that just, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. That's completely up to him and my agent. And once I need to be filled in on anything, I'll be filled in.
What was Yarmo's message to the team when he talked to you guys yesterday?
Yeah, like I said, he talked a lot about character. He talked a lot about hard work and compete and coming in on a day-to-day basis and looking to get better, pushing each other, pushing yourselves to be the best that you can be, and just really working to get better in each individual day, whether it's a game or a practice or an off day or anything you have to do, just to be your best self is what you have to do.
How does a transition like this kind of impact your view of, you know, the chances you have to win here? I know that's going to be kind of an important part of your decision with that contract.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of faith in this locker room with the guys that we have, and Yarmo coming in is going to bring a lot of experience and a new perspective. And like I said, with anything like that, my agent's going to handle it, but I have all the faith in the world that we can make the playoffs. I think that we've been playing some of our best hockey as of late. And I'm just really focusing on the present.
Specifically, what happened in those three games? You've come back with a three-game winning streak from the road trip. Why and what happened to allow you guys to do that?
Obviously, we're getting our butt kicked a little bit in the beginning of the road trip, and we said enough is enough, and we wanted to come out and have a good start. I think that really helped us in the Edmonton game, and I know they came back on us, but we were able to win it, and they gave us a little momentum. Thought we were playing really good defense, honestly. Our goalies were playing really well. We were playing really good defense, and that's what really helps. When you're only giving up one or two goals a game, it's a lot easier to win in this league.
Even when you guys were winning three in a row there, there was a lot of chatter about Kevin and his status. How aware of that were you guys during that trip?
Yeah, I mean, when it's that much, some of it's on a lot of time it will leak into the locker room. We don't know what's going on, what's true and what's false or anything like that. So we're really, like I said, we're just focusing on playing hockey. That's all we can control. That's all you can focus on and worry about. If you start worrying about all the outside stuff, that's when it's going to go downhill really quickly. So.
Alex, you said you have all faith in the world. This team's going to make the playoffs. What does this team need to do from here on out to make the playoffs?
Worry about tomorrow night. That's it. Play your defense. Play a full 60-minute effort and worry about tomorrow night. If we keep talking about making the playoffs, looking ahead, looking too far into the future, it's not going to happen. We just got to worry about practice today. Now practice today is over. We got to worry about the game tomorrow and go from there.
Is that kind of what you're...
All right, Alex Tuch speaking just after the skate today, and your takeaway is?
Well, my takeaway is, you know, it's kind of funny because he's like, I believe we can make the playoffs. Right? I believe we can make the playoffs. 32 games into the season, 50 left. You're 9 points away from top of the Atlantic.
You're six from wild card with a game in hand.
And nine from the top mm-hmm. with two games in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be 5 points away from first place in the Atlantic. Like, I would have... like slammed my fist down and said, we can do it. Like, I mean, seriously, like I get it. And it's, you're facing the media. So you're just saying, I believe we can do it. And, you know, we've been playing well defensively. And I know Alex is always going to have that professionalism to him. Like,
yeah.
I'd be like running around the locker room and saying like, yeah, we're doing it. Not we can. We're doing it.
Well, we got more sound to get to from the room. We'll have that next. And, of course, Michael Leone from Rochester coming up as well. Want to take a quick time out and remind you that as we are in the holiday season and as it continues to December 27th, we want you to get involved in the 716 Give 716 Holiday Raffle. $71,600 jackpot. Plus, of course, secondary chance prizes. It's all presented by Northtown Automotive. Proceeds to benefit local nonprofits here in Western New York, and you can get your tickets now through the 27th at sabres.com/5050. We'll hear from the captain when we come back on Sabres Live.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.